yesterday's news.
Hello again, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at some news stories of today through the papers of yesterday, or yesteryear, as the case may be. This week, the kipper. Sadly, kippering and smoking have been back in the news stream recently after we heard that Moore's Smokehouse had closed its doors, the last traditional smokehouse in Peel, it seems. Hopefully a resolution might be found. We keep our fingers crossed, but it made me think of kippers, and, not surprisingly perhaps, they are often in the news over the years. More often to do with when is a kipper, and when is a Manx kipper, and what is a Manx kipper? The Isle of Man Examiner. May the 29th, 1935. When is a kipper Manx? Legislature discuss knotty point, says the article. The members of the Legislative Council debated this question, when is a kipper Manx, on Tuesday, when considering the imported kippered herrings amendment bill. Attention had been called, it stated, to the memorandum of objects and reasons, to the fact that herrings caught and landed in ports outside the Isle of Man were transshipped and brought to the island where they were kippered, then sold as Manx. It was said that owing to the delay, the herrings were not so fresh, and when kippered did not keep, and the reputation of Manx kippers had suffered accordingly. The bill purports to treat kippers from imported herrings as imported kippers. One member said he took it that a kipper was Manx if the herring was caught by a Manx boat, no matter where the boat was. I think if that's the case, we haven't had Manx kippers for some time. In the Isle of Man Examiner of November the 12th, 1954, £761 claim by kipper curers for alleged faulty storage. How long can a kipper be kept? Says the article. The constitution of girls who are occupied in kipper curing was discussed in the Douglas High Court on Monday. It was the case in which Alfred D. McAvoy Limited, kipper curers and exporters of Mill Road and Peel, claimed £761 from W.H. Woods and Sons, cold storage experts of Woodburn Lane, for an alleged breach of contract and negligence. The defendant company and counterclaiming for £57.06 a storage charge. The case arose as a result of 900 cases of kippers going bad during the summer of 1952. They were so bad when taken out of storage that the kipper girls were sick, and they're pretty tough. It was a horrible sight, added Mr. McAvoy. Hope you're not eating your breakfast. Mr. T.W. Kane, appearing for the plaintiffs, stated that 900 boxes of kippers were unmarketable after being on the defendant's premises in Summerhill, Douglas. The amount sought represented the value of the kippers and their containers. Now then, looking towards the defence on this one, it was claimed they denied responsibility for the condition of the kippers on their delivery from cold storage and said that storage was subject to previously agreed conditions. It was further stated the plaintiffs were told the maximum time for storing was 2 weeks. The managing director of the defendant company, Mr. Wood, stated that Mr. McAvoy pleaded for space in the deep freeze store, but there was no vacant room. He then asked for space in the cold storage room, and this was agreed to on the condition that they were taken out as quickly as possible. Roughly 500 boxes were accepted on those conditions. Mr. Woods denied that an inefficient airlock could in any way affect the state of the goods in the store. I don't know the outcome of that case, because the case and the hearing continued, said the article. November the 5th, 1954, in the Isle of Man Examiner, a Manx mark. An incident on television last Friday when a fishmonger claimed that kippers could only be produced by dyeing puts the spotlight on a serious problem affecting one of the island's great industries, says the article. Luckily, a prominent Manx kipper curer saw the incident and was able to secure an immediate correction, but the difficulties of guarding the reputation of the Manx kipper remain. Kippers are being sold in England as Manx, and they are not. They are dyed. Recently in Liverpool, a Manx curer saw kippers displayed in a shop and on inquiry was told they're Manx, fresh in today. That was a lie, says the article. No Manx kippers had been sent to Liverpool in the previous 3 weeks. When challenged, the shopkeeper explained that it was easier to sell a kipper if the customer thought it was Manx. Well, of course it is. Everyone knows the Manx kippers are the best in the world. The popularity of the kipper in its heyday can be seen from an article in the Isle of Man Times, Friday, September the 16th, 1955. 2 million kippers sent by post, says the article. Over 2 million Manx kippers were sent by post to all parts of England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales this season. Up to September the 10th, the number of parcels of kippers handed into the General Post Office, Douglas, by kipper firms for dispatch by steamer was 249,000, almost a quarter of a million, and each contained, on average, of £2 or £3, at least 4 pairs. Last year, 218,000 parcels of kippers were sent during the same period, states a post office official. So there has been an increase of 31,000 parcels in 1955. Heaviest kipper post was the last week in July and the first week in August. And there have been very few complaints with regard to the handling and delivery, said a spokesman. Notwithstanding that, in the Isle of Man Examiner of Thursday, July the 10th, 1958, an article entitled "She'd Never Heard of Manx Kippers." The letter below, with editor's comments, appeared in the July number of She magazine. Kenneth Horn, it should be explained, makes monthly comments on features in the magazine. He'd evidently had something to say in the June number on the subject of kippers. "Kippered Kenneth," says the article. "I'm in a regular tizzy over Kenneth Horn's comments about kippers. As the wife of a Manxman, I must protest. Really, Mr. Horn, have you never visited Ellen Vannon with her green hills by the sea to taste her fabulous kippers? Lowestoft may have reasonable kippers, but as any kipper connoisseur could tell you, the only fully flavoured ones are Manx," said Mrs. M.M. Hughes of Sunningdale Avenue, Sale in Cheshire. And underneath there is an editorial note, in brackets, "Terrible editorial confession, Mrs. H. I didn't even know the Isle of Man had kippers, let alone the best ones." Honestly. The Isle of Man Examiner, Thursday, April the 23rd, 1959. "The kipper. Unless conditions are satisfied, there'll be few herring in our ports and a restricted supply of kippers," says this article. "And kippers are the great hope for the herring industry. The island has a good reputation in the market, and there is the opportunity for nationwide constant publicity. Kippers are always in the news, from the August benches of the House of Lords to the variety theatre stage, and people like to eat them, especially the juicy, undyed, meaty morsels which carry the genuine Manx label. But to produce the kipper, we need the herring," which brings us back to the beginning. "It is clear, therefore," the article goes on, "that every herring landed should be destined for the smoking of the oaken chips, and to ensure this and thus preserve the all-important kipper trade, which has the best prospect of commercial success, the stocks must be guarded. Hence the urgency of the freezing plant for the preservation of the herring landings and the offer to the fishermen of a regular market for their catches. Quick freeze and cold storage plant for the island is no new project, but like many other ideas, it has so far frozen in inaction." Frozen in an action. Those words probably still ring fairly true for a lot of our articles and subjects today, I dare say. In the Isle of Man Examiner of Thursday, May the 26th, 1960, we're told that kipperers are angry. Mrs. D. Clucas of Shaw Road in Peel, whose family had been in the kippering business for years, was pulling no punches in an all-out attack against the board. She told the Examiner that the kipperers were invited to a meeting by the board a fortnight ago and were told, "You are now at liberty to use dye when you're curing your kippers." "I protested strongly about this," said Mrs. Clucas, "and told the board that they were doing this for the advantage of Messrs. Sutton," she said. "Dyeing," she explained, "cut down the cost of the traditional method. You colour them and you just dry them, and then you have a kipper which does not taste the same at all as the kipper cured over oak chippings. You would not have the smoked flavour," she said. Mrs. Clucas pointed out that nothing was the same as the fresh food. As soon as they bought the herring, they kippered them, and the fires were banked down at 6 every evening, and the fish left there until 6 the following morning. A great one in letters to the editor from the Isle of Man Examiner, November the 12th, 1954. "Dyed kippers labelled Manx are seen in a Manchester shop." The Reverend Harold T. Proctor says, "I was interested in your leader in last week's Examiner in Manx kippers. Recently, I went into a large fish shop in Manchester and asked for some Manx kippers. The assistant was wrapping them as I looked more closely and saw they were dyed. 'But these are not Manx kippers,' I protested. 'Yes, sir, genuine Manx kippers,' I was told. As the kippers were labelled Manx, I asked to see the manager. When he came, I protested before a crowded shop at the duplicity. He flushed and said they'd been labelled by an assistant by mistake. I then gave the customers a talk on Manx kippers and urged them always to buy the best, which were Manx, and to see that they were not dyed. Quite right, too. And finally, some moral words. Yes, kippers and morals. They do go together. The Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, September the 12th, 1952. Moral of the Manx kipper. The Manx kipper is used to point a moral in a contribution by Mrs. Emily Hamer, wife of a former vicar of Laxey, to the magazine of Tipton Staffordshire Parish Church, where her husband, the Reverend Frank Hamer, is now vicar. Writing under the heading From the Vicarage Kitchen, Mrs. Hamer says, I had a surprise parcel arrive through the post recently, a box of Manx kippers, the first of the season. With no thoughts of boosting the Manx herring industry, I would say without hesitation that Manx kippers are par excellence in the kipper world. They are meaty, nutritious, and altogether a succulent and satisfying meal. And the secret? They are genuine. There is no artificial colouring or flavouring. Their distinctive flavour is from the oak shavings used in the kippering process. What confidence a genuine person inspires, she remarks. It isn't the shopkeeper who makes the biggest shout or has the biggest clearance sale at regular intervals who gains our confidence, but the one we find genuine. I'm sure it is not the Christians who make the biggest shout, nor those constantly advertising their profession, sometimes faintly tinted with a hint of self-righteousness, who witness best for the Master, but those who at all times and under all circumstances are found to be genuine. There we are. Wise words indeed. As I thought, kippers never far from the Manx papers. They used to be wrapped in Manx papers when he took them home from the kipper yard. I don't know whether we'll see those days again. In the meantime, it has to be said, kippers, smoking, let's hope they continue. It's all old news, whichever way you look at it. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.